Unable to go further theoretically without experiments with a real black body to guide him, Kirchhoff nevertheless pointed physicists in the right direction. He told them that the distribution being independent of the material from which a black body was made meant that the formula should contain only two variables, the temperature of the black body and the wavelength of the emitted radiation. Since light was thought to be a wave, any particular color and hue was distinguished from every other by its defining characteristic, its wavelength, the distance between two successive peaks or troughs of the wave. Inversely proportional to the wavelength is the frequency of the wave, the number of peaks or troughs that pass a fixed point in 1 second. The longer the wavelength, the lower the frequency, and vice versa. But there was also a different but equivalent way of measuring the frequency of a wave, the number of times it jiggled up and down, waved, per second. The technical obstacles in constructing a real black body and the precision instruments needed to detect and measure the radiation ensured that no significant progress was made for almost 40 years. It was in the 1880s when German companies tried to develop more efficient light bulbs and lamps than their American and British rivals that measuring the black body spectrum and finding Kirchhoff's fabled equation became a priority. The incandescent light bulb was the latest in a series of inventions, including the arc lamp, dynamo, electric motor, and telegraphy, fueling the rapid expansion of the electrical industry. With each innovation, the need for a globally agreed set of units and standards of electrical measurement became increasingly urgent. 250 delegates from 22 countries gathered in Paris in 1881 for the first International Conference for the Determination of Electrical Units. Although the volt, amp, and other units were defined and named, no agreement was reached on a standard for luminosity, and it began to hamper the development of the most energy-efficient means of producing artificial light. As a perfect emitter at any given temperature, a black body emits the maximum amount of heat, infrared radiation. The black body spectrum would serve as a benchmark in calibrating and producing a bulb that emitted as much light as possible while keeping the heat it generated to a minimum.